Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to the latest edition in a special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We're very lucky to be joined today by former midfielder Neil Emblin. Neil played over 200 games in two spells at the club between 1994 and 1997 and then between 1998 and 2001. Welcome Neil, how are you?
Good Jason, thank you mate.
Good. Now, where are you in the world now, Neil? Because I think you're going to be the person we've spoke to who's furthest away, if you like.
Yeah, I'm the other side of the world. I'm back in New Zealand. My family still, even though I'm working in America, my family still live in Auckland, New Zealand, where we sort of emigrated to 15 years ago. So they're still here. So obviously with all what's going on in the world, I decided to fly back. Because we were told to work remotely. So, just come back to see them. I'm in isolation. I'm downstairs on my own for 14 days.
Really?
So I haven't sort of... Yeah, I've got two more days left. And then I can sort of mix and mingle with them upstairs. But I've sort of confined to my daughter's bedroom. She's upstairs sharing a room with my wife. So, it'll be normal again in a couple of days' time. But, you know, just trying to... Obviously, the virus and stuff is worse in America. It's obviously the numbers of people, and it wasn't that reason for coming home. It was just the fact that I didn't want to not get back into New Zealand when,
of course,
you know, if any of my family got sick. So it was just a case of going back, working remotely, and you know, I've been doing some tactical stuff on Zoom with the coaches in Colorado and keeping in touch that way. But yeah, I've back in Auckland and. Weather's nice, and it's been lovely to see the family.
Brilliant. And what's life like in Colorado? Because I believe you're working with another former Wolves player there.
Yeah, I love it. MLS is a really progressive league. This is the start of my third season now. You know, the team had a tough time for the first couple of years, but, you know, we've managed to get the squad to where we're really encouraged by what we're seeing, and it's really good signs. We won our first two games of the season, and you know, things look pretty bright for the future. We've got a good young team, and Jack Price is our captain. Obviously, ex-Wolves player. We have a lot of banter, obviously, because of the both playing for the club and you know, sort of both being really fond of the club still.
Brilliant.
And he's a great pro to work with. He's had a very good 2 years in tough times at the club. But he's, I think he got 14 assists last year. His set piece delivery has been amazing.
Wow!
And he's been a really, really good player for us.
Good. And you was also part of the New Zealand national team setup, where I believed you worked with another former Wolves player, a player from the 80s, Ricky Herbert.
Yes, right. Yeah, between 2010 and 2014. I worked with Ricky with the national team. He obviously talks really highly of Wolves and his time there. I think it was pre all the new build stuff, and it was a bit tougher back there then. But he's really real fond of the club, and you know, I think that connection actually helped me get the role with him and work with him for the national team. So it was a good time as well.
Brilliant. And one question I did want to ask you before we start talking about your best 11, Neil. Obviously, with that, there's different positions. With yourself, what was your best position, would you say, at Wolves? Because you played in so many different positions. What would you say your best position was?
Yeah, it's tough to say, really. I mean, I think either central midfield or centre-back. I mean, I think under Mark McGee, we played with three defenders, three centre-backs for quite a lot of the time. And we had, I sort of fitted in there quite well. And I felt more of a ball player when I was playing at the back. But obviously, when I was in midfield, the size of my frame and being a bigger player, it's obviously a bit more like Dendonka now.
Yes.
He's that sort of more of a ball winner when it comes to midfield, but he's a ball player when he plays at the back. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm him by any means, but he's someone that obviously the fans now can relate to and probably know what I mean by that. You know, you've obviously got Moutinho and people like that who are top class on the ball. Dendonka's not that, but then when you put him in at the back, he's as good as any Premier League player defender
yes.
on the ball, and the same as Cody and Bolly. So, you know, they're all got the attributes to be defenders and very good footballers on the ball as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look, people say to me about where did I play. I loved every position I played. As long as I had the shirt on from 1 to 11, I was happy. You know, because of the type of players we had at the club, even though we weren't in the Premier League at the time, we still had some great players.
Yes.
So I was always happy to get a shirt, but I did feel more at home when I was playing either centre-back or centre-midfield.
Look, Neil, you were a great player at the Wolves and you were obviously a real fan's favourite. So we are lucky to have you on the podcast speaking about your best 11. So what formation are you going to go for, Neil?
I'm going to go for a 4-4-1-1.
Okay.
Sort of two banks of four and then a player behind the number nine, who you'll probably guess that is.
Yeah, we can't work out who that's going to be. So who are you going to start with in goal, Neil? It's not going to be yourself, is it, in goal?
No, I didn't actually. I put the gloves on for Walsall once, but never for the Wolves. But,
brilliant.
I mean, there were some good goalies. It's unfortunate for Matty Murray to be injured so much while I was there. He had unbelievable potential, like everybody knows.
Yes.
The other couple of goalies that played quite a few games while I was there were Paul Jones and Michael Oakes.
Yes.
But Mike Stowell, just because of, you know, his consistency, and he actually saved my ass a few times in my Wolves debut against
I remember it.
Reading in 1994. I had an absolute shocker, and he how we managed to win 1-0 with my performance, I have no idea. But Stowley was on fire that day, and you know, was a top goalkeeper in my time at Wolves.
Yeah.
So and it's great to see him doing well now in the coaching ranks as well.
Oh, definitely.
Sustaining a job at a very good football club.
So your debut,
Stowley for me in goal.
Your debut, didn't you
yep.
trip over the ball on your very first touch, I believe?
Yeah, I did. I was trying to be a smart ass and I'd get the ball off the keeper, just sort of show that I could play a bit from the back and I wanted the ball. And I sort of just went to touch the ball out my feet and it got stuck in the grass and my foot went over the ball, tripped over and managed to somehow not concede a goal. But it was embarrassing. That whole day was embarrassing time for me. I mean, my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time. She was there with a couple of my friends and, you know, everyone was hammering me. And so who's this guy? But I think three or four games later, when I got my place back, we played West Brom in the Black Country Derby. I Graham Taylor stuck me in midfield and I think I probably had my best game for Wolves that day.
Brilliant.
And that sort of got my Wolves career started.
Like I said, Neil, you was a great player. Who are you going to play at right back?
So, yeah, I mean, at the time when I started there, Jamie Smith, he was a good, solid player.
Yeah.
I've stayed friends with Jamie. Obviously, Darren Baisley is another friend of mine. He played right back for a while, later on in my Wolves career. But Kevin Muscat has got to be the right back.
Oh, Muzzy.
You know, Muzzy was he's the best teammate, but he's probably the worst opponent.
Yes.
To play against, you know, he's as soon as he walks over that white line, he was so competitive and so for his team and his club. Obviously, I think he'd admit at times he goes over the top with it, but you know, again, a good friend of mine who's done well in management as well, and so I sort of keep in touch with him. But him for me is the right back in my team.
Because I've heard off the pitch, he was such a different bloke to his persona on the pitch, wasn't he?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a real sociable guy. You know, I think most Australian players, they're good lads.
Yeah.
I've not met too many Australians that don't mix well. And yeah, Muzzy was had great banter, was brilliant in the changing room, and was an unbelievable teammate, you know, on and off the pitch. So top lad. And I think everybody who sort of has met him out and not seen him just on, over the white line would say the same.
Yeah. So Muscat at right back. Who's your left back, Neil?
So left back, I've gone a bit sort of out of the box here, because my left back and my left midfielder, it was a tough choice. But left backs, you had Lee Naylor was a good left back. Tomo was such a great left back as well.
Yes.
Even though I felt he was more right footed, he hit it very well. Tomo. He's obviously with his penalty quota as well, but I'm going for Steve Froggatt, just because like, he wasn't a winger, but I think Froggy, if he'd have been fit, you know, he had a terrible time at Wolves with injuries.
Yes, he did.
I think in the times he was fit and he was flying, I think there, you know, in modern day and what he could have been in potential, I think Froggy would have been amazing at left back or even left wing back. You know, in the system that they play today, I think he would have been unreal. So Froggy just pips Andy Thompson and Lee Naylor.
Brilliant, thank you. And like I said, yeah, he was so unfortunate with injury, Steve. So your centre halves, Neil, which two are you going for?
I'm gonna go on the right side. There was more competition with right-footed centre-halves. Obviously, namely mentions are go Ludovic Poilet. I thought he was amazing.
Yes.
Paul Butler, Keith Curl were two real strong competitive players. John DeWolf, just the icon, the figure he was.
Yeah.
But you can't, again, barring injuries, Dean Richards was the man at right centre-half. Just, the modern day, you know, the team right now, Dino would have fitted in a treat playing in one of those three back positions, and
yes,
just great on the ball and so athletic. You know, RIP the big man, he was a top guy as well. You know, it's a bit of a sad story, but he would definitely 100% be in my team.
Brilliant, great choice. And who's going to partner Dean?
So left side centre half, not as many choices. You know, I think Mark Venus deserves a mention. Vino had a hell of a left foot, very versatile, played all across the back, and you know, he played in midfield as well in my time at the club. So he definitely, and he had a great career going on to Ipswich. But you can't look past Jolyon Lescott. You know, he went on and made a real career for himself. You know, some massive clubs, won the Premier League title with Man City. So, you know, he really fulfilled that young promise that he showed us all when I was at Wolves.
Yeah. I mean, that is, to be honest, two great centre-halves in Dean Richards and Jolyon Lescott. So we're moving on to the midfield now, Neil. So we'll start with your left-sided midfielder. Who's that going to be?
Well, I'm... George Endall, if he'd have been fit, I think Georgie would have been a flying winger that could have been amazing. Obviously, he could have played Steve Froggatt in that position as well.
Yes.
But I've plumbed for him at left back. So I'm going Andy Sinton, just because from a central midfielder's point of view, at times I played with Sinton for probably a season and a half, nearly two seasons. You always knew a cross was coming in. He was a right-footed left winger, but he could cross with his left foot. You know, had two great feet, and he was undefendable at times with his crossing, because he could just go off both feet. So you just didn't know which way he was going to go.
Yes.
And he always seemed to get a cross in, and I loved the fact he got crosses in. And when I was playing in midfield, I'd try and get on the end of some of those crosses. But so Sinton would get in there on that side for me, on the left hand side.
Brilliant. So the opposite wing on the right, who are you putting there, Neil?
Well, this is a Wolves stalwart. This might, you know, I think a few people are like this. Again, because he was so both footed, I think Mark Waters would get a mention because,
yes,
you know, he was unbelievable in the loan period while I was there in 94. He came in on loan, but, you know, for a sustained long, consistent performances, Robbie Dennison would get in for me.
Brilliant.
Robbie was so underrated in my mind. I mean, the Wolves fans loved him, and you know, but he was such a good technical footballer, such an intelligent player, hardly ever gave the ball away. Again, a great team.
The dog's here.
Yeah, the dog's upstairs. Sorry about that.
No, don't worry. Everything all right, Neil?
Yeah, all good. My daughter's sorting it out upstairs.
Brilliant. So yeah, Robbie Dennison on the right. I mean, what's interesting about Robbie as well, Neil, which he's been on the podcast recently, I just assumed he was left-footed, but he's actually a right-footed player.
Yeah. I remember a game against Man City. He was actually playing right back, and he cut in and scored with his left foot in the top corner. I think it was in a game we won 4-0 against Man City on a Friday night. It was an amazing occasion. I think it was a Sky game as well. But I just remember Robbie cutting in from his right back position, putting it on his left side. I think he scored one against Stoke as well that was at Molineux. Unbelievable strike. Where he sort of just waltzed from his right-sided position. So I think it's just because he was both feet, and able to sort of, again, fool an opponent into which way he was going to go. He generally get crosses in, and, you know, we sort of, we need them with the number nine we've got.
I bet you do. I wonder who that is. So, who are your two central midfielders, Neil?
Right, first one, I'm going just because of his unbelievable technique, his bravery in possession. I'm going to give a few people a mention because there were different types of midfielders. You know, you had ones that were sort of all-rounders, like your Carl Robinsons, Keith Andrews, Jeff Thomas, if he'd have been, you know, had an injury-free run. Steve Sedgley was more of an all-rounder. Mark Atkins, more of an all-rounder. And, you know, obviously Sedgley and Atkins played at the back. I think my centre midfielders, they're going to be ball players. They're going to be players that can receive and deal with the ball. And Gordon Cowan's for me, when I was young in my career and sort of coming in, when I was, you know, I was obviously probably only a one-year pro by the time Gordon came in 94 under Graham Taylor, and just seeing what a player, you know, how he dealt with the ball, his technique off both feet. You know, just so much to admire and in his technique. So he'd be straight in there. Just because, again, from a centre-back playing into him, you know, as well, at times, he just always wanted the ball and always was available to receive.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're traits that I just love of a central midfielder.
And what a player.
So
he was,
he'd be the first one. And... Yeah, another one who's a very similar mould to Gordon, you know, and he is a pal of mine, and the people are saying on you because he's a pal, but Simon Osborne for me,
Ozzy,
was brave in possession. He did, you know, I think he calls himself Marmite, but, you know, I think people do admire that he did always want the ball.
Great player.
That he was always brave in possession. You know, he was good at set plays. He could score from free kicks. He could deliver good corners. You know, he was a good player. Again, another one who had injuries at Wolves in that mid-90s spell, which was unfortunate for him because I think, you know, we could have even seen even more out of him at that time. You know, great player, great technical player, and somebody who always wanted the ball and was trying to make things happen.
I mean, the strange thing is, you know, we're going through this team now. We'll come on to, obviously, the front two in a minute. But you go through this team, and it is amazing that we didn't make promotion to the top flight, isn't it, with the players that we had at our disposal during that period.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a big regret for me. You know, I was obviously there, you know, in part seven seasons. And, you know, for us not to make it, to losing two playoffs during that time, you know, it was tough to take. Yeah. And we sort of always felt that there was a little curse over us. You know, we got more injuries than anybody else. There was excuses. Maybe at times we were too hasty on sacking a coach and not sticking with them, and, you know, seeing how the next season went, you know, a bit deeper, because it happened on a couple of occasions where, you know, coaches had done well the year before and then they were sacked the following year prior to October, November time, which was difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it's all changed again, new ideas, new personnel coming in. And I'm totally with you. You know, these players that are being mentioned here and some of the ones that were candidates as well, where, you know, if we'd have had a good injury-free season and the confidence would have grown, it's a disappointing thing that we didn't get promoted during that time.
Yeah, these were quality players. So, who, Neil, is going to be the roaming number 10 who's just behind the centre-forward?
Yeah, well, sort of he's a 9.5 position. You know, he's sort of up there with him, but... you know, our candidate would be Ketz Beyer, that one little season that he had with us. You know, unbelievable shooting prowess.
Yes.
He's definitely worth a mention. I think David Kelly could play this role. I love playing with Ned. He was a really intelligent footballer that worked his knackers off and could finish off both feet. So he sort of deserves a mention in that position. But it's got to be Robbie Keane. You know, the career, again, similar to Joleon Lescott. You know, I'm obviously working in MLS at the moment, and you wouldn't believe how highly thought of Robbie is in Los Angeles and throughout MLS. It's crazy. You know, his numbers, his figures that he managed to hit at the latter part of his career over here were just out of this world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still think he could probably play now. I saw him, I managed to see him... last November time, he was Republic of Ireland's assistant coach and I was New Zealand's assistant coach, and we sort of saw each other at the game, which was a nice touch.
Yes.
Mick McCarthy was obviously, and Terry Connor, two ex-coaches as well of mine at Wolves, they were taking a team and Robbie was involved on the staff. So it was good to see him then. And yeah, he still looked fit and well. He still looked like he could do it today. And you know, he's perfect for this position in this sort of 9.5 spot.
Oh, 100%. I mean, what a player at Wolves, and obviously throughout his career, he's just been incredible. So, your number 9?
Yes, crazy. Well, there is only one in there, and I don't even need to ask you, really. The birthday boy from the other day. Happy 55th, Bully. You know, honourable mentions in my time, definitely Don Goodman, Ewan Roberts.
Yes.
You know, Adi Akinbay was a handful as well in the couple of seasons that he was there.
Yes,
so,
he was.
It's got to be Bully, 100% all day long.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, your team then, Neil, is... I need your manager.
It would be Graham Taylor for me.
Yeah.
Graham made me feel, you know, like I could do anything. You know, one thing he always said to me, I probably run too much, but he said, no one can ever stop you making a run. No one can ever stop you running and getting about and enjoying yourself. And, you know, I just thought they were great, great words. You know, he could give you a kick up the arse if you needed it. But again, he was management wise. He knew everything about your family, your pets, like my barky dog's here now. he knew everything. He knew that everybody's name within your family. Just management wise and attention to detail from, you know, being that personal man manager, he was second to none. And you know, I just wish we'd have got up that first season. Obviously, when we got beat by Bolton, it would have been, you know, amazing for him. And I think, you know, it would have just sustained the club, and we would have gone places from then as the team is doing now. But
I agree.
But, he was a top guy.
Off the pitch, he'd obviously put the infrastructure in for the academy. And I think if we'd have just got over that final hurdle and got into the Premier League, it would have been a completely different story, and history would have been rewrote in terms of, I think we'd have stopped up for many years. And looking at that team, Neil, it is fantastic. So we've gone for Mike Stoll in goal, Right-back Kevin Muscat, left-back Steve Froggitt, centre-halves Julian Lescott and Dean Richards, centre-midfielders Gordon, Sid Cowans and Simon Osborne. Your right midfielder is Robbie Dennison. Your left midfielder is Andy Sinton. Your number 10 is Robbie Keane and number 9, Steve Ball, and your manager, Graham Taylor. I must say, Neil, that is a great side. Are you pleased with that?
I'm pretty pleased with that, yeah. I did a little bit of homework. I had a little look through the lists of players throughout my time there during each season. And, you know, obviously I've given quite a few of those boys a mention. But, yeah, you know, this team, I'm quite happy with the way it looks on paper, and I'm sure it'll do well out there on the pitch as well.
Great. So, Neil, I've got to say thank you for your time, because I know you're busy. I know you're the other side of the world, so I do appreciate it. And we do want to get you back on the Wolf Whistle podcast to hear your full story.
No problem, Jason. Anytime, mate. Anytime.
That's great, Neil.
All the best to everybody. Stay safe.
And you, my friend. Thanks, Neil.
All good. Cheers.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.